A few days after the war started, we called political cartoonist Dan Wasserman. He was facing the predicament of finding humorous ways to cartoon a war that shocked and outraged him. Earlier today, we called Wasserman again and asked him what's on his drawing board now that the fighting has stopped.
I have a cartoon that I just finished, which is the Desert Storm game show with Uncle Sam being declared the winner and Saddam the loser, and the voiceover coming from offstage says that for our winning contestant, we have an expensive and unlimited stay in the Mideast sands, basking amid ancient enmities, blood feuds, and religious hatred. And Uncle Sam's looking somewhat surprised at what the grand prize has been. I'm doing a cartoon on Norm Schwarzkopf being awarded a special medal by Bush in the shape of a television set for sound bites above and beyond the Call of Duty. I'm working on a cartoon of the Democrats in a foxhole trying to decide whether it's safe for them to reemerge. And then I have one on somewhat repentant arms dealers realizing that they made a huge mistake in arming Iraq so heavily and vowing that they'll never do it again. So they decide in the last panel of this four-panel cartoon that from now on they'll sell to Iran. So I'm picking and choosing here. This is sort of from now to the beginning of next week.
I like them. So what were some of the most controversial cartoons that you did during the war? What got the biggest response, pro or con?
This is actually the same cartoon got the biggest response, both from people who liked it and people who thought it was abhorrent. It was a cartoon called Ground War, and it was a meat grinder with soldiers going in the top and coffins coming out the bottom. And this, I drew it a couple of weeks ago when the predictions were that a ground war would be ghastly. And people either thought it was terrific or thought it was just the most awful thing they'd ever seen. So there was a lot of phone calling and letter writing and by trying to reassure people that this was not something that I desired or thought was funny, but a statement about what I thought the impending horror would be.
Now that it appears that the fighting is over, are there issues that you want to get back to in your cartoons that you've kind of put on the back burner for the past few weeks, focusing on the war?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the war's preoccupied everyone, and dominated the political dialogue in the country. And there are all kinds of issues, both here in Massachusetts and in the country, that are going unaddressed. I mean, one of the things that strikes me is that as a citizen of the capital of the United States, if you live in Washington, D.C., you're about five or six times as likely to die of being shot in the street as you were if you were a serviceman or woman in the Gulf. I mean, there's a degree of violence in everyday life in the U.S. that people were worried about and thinking about and trying to get to the root of before the war started, and it seems to me urgent that we get back to that.
Dan Wasserman, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks for calling.
Dan Wasserman is the editorial cartoonist for the Boston Globe.